as we said, you did spend the past week in Western Ukraine, far from the actual fighting. How different does it feel over there compared to Kyiv?
Yeah, we spent a few days in a city called Ivano-Frankivsk, and life there looks almost normal. It feels almost normal. Vash Lavash is a small bakery just off the city's main pedestrian thoroughfare. The walls are bright yellow. The display is, of course, filled with sweet and savory pastries.
Cherry, banana chocolate, apple and cheese.
Lubomir Kitral opened the bakery just a few months ago, this January. He insists we call him Louis. When the war began, Louis shut the bakery down. But 2 weeks later, he and his employees went back to work. Why?
There are three main things. The first thing is that people who came here, we need to feed them. People who came from Kharkiv, Odessa, other big cities of Ukraine, they needed food.
Thousands of them have flocked to the relative safety of Ivano-Frankivsk. The second reason was pretty basic. Louis says his employees needed the income.
And the final thing is that during the first days of war, our government was calling on business owners to reopen. And this business can be reopened and we can work even during the airstrike alarms.
There have been some changes. Curfews mean the bakery's hours are shorter, and that means salaries are lower. In the back of the bakery, Nadia Nastyastya is rolling out dough for Khachapuri.
We were very happy about that because we lost our job and we were waiting for that moment when they will call us again.
As she sprinkles cheese on top of the dough and pushes it in, she admits that like many people in Ivano-Frankivsk, she started sleeping through the air raid sirens.
To be honest, we have a small child, so we do not get up.
When you look at the customers coming in and out the windows at the buses and the streets full of people, things seem normal. Louis is quick to insist. They're not.
Today in the morning I was looking at pictures from Bucha, and I think that this is a catastrophe of world scale, of planetary scale. And I think this is a false idea that Ivano-Frankivsk or any other city can live normal life.
The horrific images of Bucha have just begun spreading across Ukraine the day we visited. Louis begins to cry. He steps away to compose himself.
Stand on Zaras. 2 minutes, please.
When Louis reopened the bakery, two of his employees had left Ivano-Frankivsk for Poland. So he hired two people who had come from elsewhere in Ukraine. Maria Nowitzka is one of them. 3 days into the war, she decided she needed to flee her home in Kyiv.
Oh, it was a hard decision, but it was fast.
So how did you find this job?
Oh, maybe 2 weeks. I sit without job. I just sitting in flat and read the news. And then I understand that war will not end fast and decide to looking for a job.
She found an ad for this one. 2 days later, it was hers.
Do you like the job?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Before the war began, in Kyiv, Maria was an interior designer.
Yes. Very different. But it's a help to feeling good, feeling that I'm necessary, that I help in our economy.
Svetlana and Nazari Kosik come in with their kids. Anna is 3 and Ilya is 5. They pick out pastries.
Cake with chocolate and nuts here for Ilya, and also one with the raspberry.
I got that too. It's really good.
Svetlana and the children went to Poland when the war began. They stayed in an apartment in Warsaw. But after a month, it was time to come home.
Сюди добре, а дома найкраще.
We are very happy. It's better to be home, and kids are very happy too because they really, really wanted to come back.
So you just got back then?
П'ятницю ми повернулись.
They all went to church together this morning.
Ми стараємося завжди після церкви.
The parents had promised Anna and Ilya a treat afterwards, and here they are. Still, the children get anxious when Nazari isn't right there after all the separation. And he and Svetlana get fleeting worries about bringing the kids back to Ukraine.
It's very hard for children to hear these sounds of airstrike alarm. It's hard for the kids to wake up in the middle of the night and they just close themselves with the curtain or covers.
But, at least in this moment, they seem happy. It's Sunday morning, they've got chocolate and raspberry pastries, and all four of them are together.